Welcome to the JD Show. Now, today, I'm actually going to share with you three levels of income and where do you need to be or want to be in the first place. Three levels of income. First is the technician, and I'm going to give you in the context of property so there's more clarity. The technician is the plumber, electrician, bricklayer, all the people in the property trade that actually use their hands to get the work done. That's the technician level income. The second level is your manager level, which is a project manager, for example, or maybe you are a plumber and now you lead a team of anywhere between 2 to maybe 10 people. That's your manager level income. And the third level is becoming an investor level or a developer level. They're kind of very similar at the same time. But you want to potentially get to a point where you are now the investor level or the developer level. And how do you get to that point? You do have to go through all three levels, because there's no way you can say, okay, I'm going to jump on to the investor level right from day one. If you do that, unless you're born with a silver spoon, that's a different story. Maybe you can do that. But unless you're born with a silver spoon, that's not necessarily easy. You do need the experience of being a technician as well as a manager. For example, in my case, my technician part was I became a financial advisor. So my bread and butter was property finance, so I'm a broker, for example. But then I came to the management level where I was leading a team, you know, a bunch of hotels, a bunch of properties. That was my management level. And then it comes to investor level. But how do you get to that point? So let's say you are a plumber or an electrician, okay? And then you're making anywhere between, you know, sort of 1,200, 1,500, maybe 2,000 pound a week. Now it's your job to maybe recruit, you know, 2, 3, 4, 5, maybe even 10 people, and then have them do the work as well while you do the work as well, till you get to a point where now when you're managing a team, you don't manage people, you lead people. But let's say you're managing a team at the moment, for contextual sake, let's say you're managing a team now, and the income from managing that team exceeds your personal income of actually doing the work. That's when you go from a technician level to now a manager level. And then from a manager level to an investor level, your job would be now to keep recruiting and now hire a manager who's going to look after the team while you keep hiring, you keep investing the money, or maybe bring external investors. And then you are focused on marketing, sales, and making sure the numbers stack up behind the scene for you. But to be able to get to a point from being a technician to becoming an investor, or for that matter, you can take the same example in the form of becoming a developer. You know, you could be maybe, like I said, an electrician or a plumber, and then you got to a point where you now did a few projects, maybe you did a few BRR projects, and now you want to get to multi-unit development. It's the same process. You have to keep zooming out from being a technician to becoming a manager and then becoming a full stack property developer. Exactly the same steps, but it's almost like every morning when you wake up, you keep zooming out from the technician level to the manager level and then to an investor level. But what is the job of a manager? What is the job of an investor? How do you speed up the process of becoming a full-time property investor? The way to speed up is really acting like one and not doing the job of a technician and even not of a manager either. So as a developer or as a full-time property investor, your job is to make sure that the pipeline of deals is filled, okay? Your job is to make sure that there's money coming in, either your own money or external money, so you're raising investment all the time. And then your job is to make sure that there's a manager, project manager, and then you're recruiting multiple build teams to make sure that the work is getting done. That's your investor's job, right? If you act at any given time like an investor, the more you act like an investor and do the jobs that an investor is supposed to do, the more you will be able to get to that point faster. Okay? Yes, there are times when you have to do project management purely because maybe the manager is gone, or you know, maybe he's not come to work or whatever. Maybe you have to even occasionally do technician's work. Maybe someone hasn't turned up, there's an emergency work. Maybe you still have to do it. But the more you focus on activities of what you call really a developer activity as a developer, the more you'd be able to keep zooming out and get to that point much, much faster. That's today. At the same time, I also feel a lot of people, when they wake up, they don't do these activities. Like, it's about doing them. It's not just about learning and, you know, saying, oh, I don't know how to do it, or I'm finding it very difficult. It doesn't matter how difficult you find. When you get to next level, one of the things that I always share is, when you get to next level, as paradoxical as it may sound, things get easy as well as difficult. Easy purely because now you're an investor and your job is not physically doing the work or managing systems and processes. Your job is to lead people, okay? But at the same time, they get more difficult because leading people is not easy, okay? So you really need to learn human nature. You need to understand psychology. You really need to learn how to lead a team effectively, and that is definitely not easy, okay? So, but like I said, when you learn these skills and you become the leader and the investor, it does become easier because, like I said, you're not necessarily now physically doing the work. Your job now is to come up with creative solutions to challenges that you might be facing, making sure, like I said, your deal pipeline is full. If, let's say, the market is saturated or maybe going through a recession, like, for example, we're going through at the moment, your job is to make sure that you're still filling the pipeline, okay? Otherwise, you're not able to pay your bills because, you know, when you are a technician, you have an active income, right? You could be making $1,000, $2,000 a week. But when you become an investor and you're physically not doing the work, you don't necessarily have an active income. Your main income comes from getting deals over the line and making them profitable. So unless you're really creatively looking for solutions to your challenges, making sure the pipeline is filled, making sure there's enough money coming in, you're pitching all the time, making sure there's marketing, sales, team working, you know, effectively, all of that, making sure every project does become profitable, okay? It's your job to oversee the project, but at the same time, there's a project manager there and making sure that you're leading the team effectively to make sure that the project does become profitable. All of that is definitely not easy, but at the same time, like I said, because you're not physically doing the work, it does become a bit more easier. Now, your job is more thinking and leading rather than actually physically doing the work. So yeah, have an absolutely amazing day and make sure you subscribe wherever you're watching this from for amazing and interesting experiences shared.